I'm Buns. I live in Antarctica, and I can tell you firsthand the ice is melting. The ocean is rising, and I can go outdoors in a t-shirt now and live to tell about it.
I'm Barb, and I live on Plastigono Beach, and I'm all in favor of global warming. If the world were a beach, it would be a better place to live.
It sure would be a beach.
Ain't that a beach? In there about Sarah Palin and 6ix9ine and sucking up like nobody's business.
Well, I've not paid too much attention to the news other than another famous person died, Walter Cronkite. This has been the season for dying, you know, for famous people.
Walter Cronkite. I can't think of the word. I always liked knowing he was out there somewhere, you know?
I hadn't realized that he was still with us. I hadn't thought about him.
Oh, I thought about him all the time. And
you mean the last few years you thought about him?
Oh, yeah. They had a special on a few years back, and he was out sailing, and then they had something where he was honored a few years back, and it just keeps going. Walter Cronkite will live forever. And they said, like, in, is it Denmark? Some country, the anchor people for the news are called Cronkiters. Cronkite, yeah, Cronkiters. Out of, you know, respect for him and, you know, like being a Bunzer or a Barbzer. So, but the spiders, we figured, better have that fixed. I called up an exterminator. I want the cheapest thing you got to go out and say you killed spiders. What can you do for me? What's the cheapest thing you have? And he said, I'll go out and spray you, but spiders isn't going to do any good a month later. I said, I don't care. What it is he can say he was bit by a spider, even if he's got a pimple on his arm. Mm-hmm. And had to go to the emergency room and send us a bill for $3,000 or something.
Because a spider, as if you had sent that spider?
And, well, we figured, avoid the hassle. And I got an exterminator to go out for $45. And I'm telling, I don't care if you kill them or not. I just want a piece of paper saying that I called you and sent you out there. And, I don't care. I simply don't care. I mean, a spider in the basement. There are squirrels in the woods that we didn't tell them about either. There was chipmunks and deer. It's a fact of life.
Oh, it doesn't sound like anything that would hold up in court if he wanted to go that route.
Oh, he's so full of crap, and he tries to scare me with these legal, he went to talk to so-and-so at this law firm. See, I don't know any of those law firms.
What is his job in life? What does he do?
He has a psychology degree.
Oh, he's really nuts then, because we know about those kind of people.
Well, I minored in psychology.
Well, I did too. I double majored psychology and English. Well, and I didn't say I wasn't crazy, but, you know.
Well, it's a bachelor's degree. He thinks he's Mr. Smarty Pants, and he's making great strides toward his PhD. Damn, he's full of crap. If you attend a course, you could call that a great stride toward your PhD. I mean, I'm making great strides toward my first billion on the quarter the other day, you know. I mean, you can call that a great stride toward my first billion. I didn't spend money, and I found a quarter.
There you go. Yeah.
I probably saved close to $200 and a quarter. And this little nice reply back to what's his name, David Sirota on healthcare, and how I $500, but fortunately I had insurance. But if my husband were unemployed and we had no money, I guess I would have to die, and that should be a constitutional
or lose
crime.
Everything you got if you have to keep, you know, being charged all that money, and then you can't pay it. Then you lose, you know, can't pay your mortgage, you can't do this, can't do that, and then you wind up in losing everything. They take it from you when you can't pay.
And if they don't want to pass a medical law thing, they should say that no one has to pay their medical bills, which is a stupid statement. Mm-hmm. But no more stupid than saying, because you got sick, you're going to lose your house, your kids are going to go hungry, your wife will leave you, you'll be homeless in 6 months. It's idiotic.
Well, how about the irony of being a nurse and I can't get a health insurance? I mean, I'm according to the employee booklet where I work, I'm...
You are a walking contradiction.
I'm
a healthcare provider that has no health care.
Well, they do offer it, and I am qualified. I've been there over 6 months, and they offer it to... You only have to work like 12 hours or something, and I'm a basic 24 up to... I've worked 54 hours, depending, see. So I definitely qualify. Secretary had asked different people in the office, oh, could I have an application? And they'd always come up with some kind of excuse. And the last time, the woman just rolled her eyes and kind of like did her arms like, oh, I can't do anything about it. So when I asked the assistant DON about it, she smuggled one for me. She went up there and says, oh, because she's been there a while and she has seniority and everything. And says, oh, I have, you know that booklet on insurance? I got some pamphlets in there, but I didn't see the other papers supposed to go with it. That's how she got the papers for me. So I filled them out, and about a month ago, I guess, turned them in. And when I told the nurses that I work with, I said, well, you know, I put it on so-and-so's desk. Oh, that's not the right one. Put it on the desk inside there. So they told me, like, where to put it, where it gets attention. Well, it's been about a month now. They're not deducting from a paycheck, and I'm not getting any word back. Because they will have to pay something like $350 for each person just to carry that insurance. And I only have to pay $54. It's a dang good deal. Except, of course, you know how it is. If you have the insurance, they'll pay a portion. You still pay a sizable portion so that you're not going to go wasting it, which I understand. But $54 every 2 weeks, that's worth throwing down the thing there. But they're just not signing me up. An RN without health insurance. Woohoo! it is an irony. And the at least you understand. You understand that you're lucky to have a good policy, and you've been without. You know.
Yeah, I've been on the other side too. Unfortunately, nothing big happened, and I signed up for that stuff, that CHIP, which is basically welfare health care for mm-hmm. children. But heck with Pride, this is about my kid. I can get him insurance, and we can't afford to provide it, so you do it. And James was out of work, and they told me about it at his school, and I said, I never knew about that. And they said, yeah, sign up. And as a matter of fact, the principal was talking to me about it because I was at school. I worked there 2 days a week. I didn't get paid. I was a volunteer and couldn't get a job, so no use in stopping volunteering because it gave me something to do 2 days a week and took my mind off of unemployment 2 days a week and poverty. And the principal suggested that, and she said he can even get free lunches, and I said, no, he packs his lunch anyway, and I don't want to embarrass him, and I'd prefer he not even know anything like that. She said he wouldn't even know, and neither would anyone else except the person who handles the lunchroom account.
So, well, you understand what it might be like, that if something big had happened while you had no insurance, you could have lost everything. But there's this Republican types, maybe not all, maybe I shouldn't just say Republican, but Republican-like-minded, whether they're that brand or not, who have this cocky attitude about, oh, we've got the best health care in the world. well, we're like number 37 or 68. We're like beyond, we're below third world countries.
We may have the best doctors in the world and the finest hospitals on the planet.
But if you have millions of people that can't even get access to it, that is not a system. That's just perks for the rich.
Yeah. And nobody's saying we don't have good doctors. It's that our health care system
is broken. It's the system, isn't a system, yeah.
But what was it? Rush Limbaugh is picking on Obama for playing the race card in that Gates thing, you know.
The black man trying to get in his own house.
Yeah, and the Cambridge cops arrested him. Like what happened to me. I'm a middle-aged, middle-class white woman. I got by with a speeding ticket going 60 and a 40. Had I been a black guy with the same sad story, you think they would have let him get by?
Racial
profile. I'm glad I got by.
Right.
I'm glad the system worked for me. But
it's racial profiling that you're talking about, which certainly does exist.
And what about when I'm out? I obviously was upset, and I obviously did deserve a break.
And you obviously, had a major health thing going on and some stuff that you were... Anyway, he had a heart. Whether he would have had a heart if you were in another color or something, we don't know, but...
If I'd been a black man, I wouldn't have got by with it. I'll bet.
Probably not. I couldn't get by with it when I got a speeding ticket. It was the first one in 20 years. And I was on like a 4-lane highway, nobody around, except that darn cop coming at me the other direction. It's like 4 lanes each side. It's like I could not have endangered anyone. I was only going...
You know what to do if you get a speeding ticket, don't you?
What?
You take defensive driving. You don't have to...
Not in New Mexico. They don't offer that.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. And then it was like $80.
One time that would have cost me like $400. And that was when $400 was a great big bunch of money.
Well, I'm not young or cute now, so I couldn't exactly, and he was like a robot.
I went and took defensive driving for $25.
Well, in Texas I did that. It wasn't a speeding ticket with some other things, little things, but they do offer that in Texas. But New Mexico, And they're desperate to make money for the state. All the states are going broke, I reckon, but New Mexico's one of them. And so they have all these traps, where they know people feel comfortable because it's wide open and they're not going to see you because you're behind the one bush, whatever. And when you're like on a flat desert and there's no traffic around, Why do you bother? You're not a harm to anybody. It's like these crazy, drunk folks or distracted people on cell phones when they're running mowing over children. Get those people,
Did you hear about on the Autobahn that they had a 295 car pileup?
No. No, when was that?
It was about, I guess, a week or two ago. I can't remember. Just do a search, pile up on Autobahn, and see what happens.
Well, I certainly understand it because, like, the slow lane's going 70, 75. I mean, I was going that, and I was feeling kind of scared, because I wasn't used to going that fast on a crowded, like everybody's zooming by. Cars were going by me twice as fast. And the people were impatient in the slow lane. I was going 80 and feeling, because 70 wouldn't scare me. 80 in the big clunker car I guess it was in the 80s actually, when cars were big and you had to maneuver more material around, And everybody always passed all the time. And I would too. I got into the hang of it after a while. If it wasn't a real crowded section, I would, pass everybody and zoom in and out like everybody else, but it seems kind of crazy and risky before you get used to it. But since everybody's going so fast, if somebody suddenly had to brake for something and it is a crowded section in a crowded time of day, like rush hour, I could see easily how you could have a 200 and what car pile up.
295 cars and 65 people were injured.
Well, I have not had time to go over the Obama health care proposal. I didn't get to hear his speech. I'm picking up little bits and pieces from people, but I don't have a good picture. Have you looked at it, the proposal? Or I hear he's being vague, but he has suggested some things.
Well, no, I really haven't, but he ruined it all by that comment on Gates because it detracted from the health care situation. And he said that the Cambridge cops acted stupid. And then all the Republicans jumped on that. He's playing the race card.
Well, you know, I don't think he was playing. I think he was kind of telling the truth, but he wasn't being all that cautious that you're supposed to be when you're the whole world's watching. You have to kind of watch everything you say and how you say it.
Well, he kind of readdressed that today and said basically that. He said, and he called up the policeman and Mr. Gates, too, and talked to both of them. I guess he's Dr. Gates.
Well, that's nice. At least he has the humility to correct things and to back down. Even though he probably was totally right, but not in his position, he can't be that bold in that respect.
Somebody on TV said it best. They said it's kind of taking it out of the courtroom and settling an argument over a beer, which that's what he sort of did. He diffused the situation by putting a personal touch to it, and then Rush Limbaugh was going crazy.
Tell me, what did Bag of Air have to say?
Oh, he's playing the race card. That's who he really is. He was just waiting for his opportunity, trying to start a race riot.
Sure, that's what Obama's all about, a race riot.
Just fueling racial hatred is what he's doing, and the big black boogeyman's going to get us. And how he attacked the Cambridge, whatever you call them, police association and all, and he didn't say that. He was just saying it was, you know, wasn't referring to anyone. It was a stupid mistake, and they acted pretty stupid. But it sounds like the old guy probably came in. He had been away overseas. He couldn't get in his house. That probably frustrated him. It was a hot day. He's trying to break into his own house. Then up comes Mr. Policeman accusing him of breaking into his own house. He's probably been traveling for who knows how long, and he just wants to get inside, and now he's getting arrested at his own house. Now, who wouldn't get aggravated?
Well, now, was the policeman he just happened to be driving by and see this, or did a neighbor call? Well,
A neighbor called, and she didn't know who her neighbor was.
Oh, that's a shame.
And she called and said she saw two black men breaking into the house.
Two black men? Were there two?
Yeah, one was his driver.
Mm.
The driver was gone by the time.
Had he had dropped his keys somewhere? He lost his keys?
The door was stuck.
Oh.
And, you know, he's been gone for a while, and things happen. The door was stuck, and they couldn't get it open. So they were trying to break into the house, and the neighbor saw it and called the police. No idea that he was a prominent person. No idea that he was their neighbor, which the neighbor acted, you know, correctly. She saw two people breaking into a house. So, I mean, you shouldn't go over and say, "What are you guys doing?" like I did with the air conditioner guy.
What's about the air conditioner guy?
Oh, I didn't tell you about that.
I don't think so.
Man, I looked out in front of my house and there was an air conditioner truck. I walked around, I thought, well, you know, that's a little odd, but, you know, it's the city. Everybody parks in front of everybody's house. So then he came out to the truck, and he came from between mine and the neighbor's house. So and we have an air conditioner on that side. So I don't know if both of them were there or not. I don't remember. But anyway, I went in there, and CJ has those wooden blinds that, you know, you kind of, it's not like drop blinds. You kind of flip the things, and they open and close. Well, I opened it, and sure enough, there was a tank out there by my air conditioner. And I thought, what the heck's going on? But I couldn't see him from that position, and the only other window was in the over the tub in CJ's bathroom. So I got up and stood on the side of the tub and was peeking out one of those tiny little windows, you know, like they got over a tub or shower. And he saw me and disappeared. So I said, I'm going out there to see what's going on. CJ said, no, Mom. And I looked and wrote down the name of the truck. I think I might not have had a bra on, so I ran and put on a bra real quick because, you know, I'm too big to be running around without a bra.
Well, you could hurt yourself.
And
now you could get bruises with blood thinners.
And so I went, put on a bra and pulled my shirt back down real quick and went out there to find, and he was backing up furiously. And he backed up several houses. So I thought, well, what the heck is going on? I'm going out there to ask him what he was doing down at my house. And I walked up to the neighbor's house that I don't know, and he was there messing with their air conditioner with that same green tank. And I asked him, what were you doing at my house at my air conditioner? And he said, I went to the wrong address. Sorry about that, ma'am. I go,
Sounds legitimate.
So I'm kind of, you know, still a little leery, but I...
it was like he disappeared when you looked at him, though. So when did he realize it was the wrong address?
I said, I guess that's all right. So I started, backed off, and he looked like Tom Brokaw, and only younger. And started walking back down the walk, and I told James about it. I go, it was odd. And I said, I'm going to see if he's still up there. He might be up to something. So I went back on the walk, and he drove right past the house, and he stopped about a half a dozen houses down. And I walked out real far on the walk where, you know, I could see what the heck he was doing. And I don't know if he saw me or what, but then he went on. And I called up Premier Air Conditioning and asked them if they had a man up in Plano right now. And they said, no, ma'am, we don't. We had one up there yesterday. And I said, well, there was an air conditioning truck in front of my house, and it said Premier. I didn't write down the phone number. I looked it up on the Internet. And I said, he was out at my house messing with my air conditioner, and I saw a tank out there. Then he took off and went to my neighbor's house, and he had the tank up there at their house. And he said something like, oh, hell. And he said, I'm sorry about that, man. That's what I thought, too. Oh, hell. And
did he give you a clue what the tank could have been or what kind of process was happening?
He thought they were stealing freon. And he said, you need to call 911. So I called 911 and told them it's not a real emergency. It's their another phone number.
So he's collecting a little bit of freon from everybody's air conditioner.
And it could be he had, like say, you needed it, and go around and get some from everybody else rather than either buy it at the store, wherever you get it, or...
Is freon that expensive?
In the older units, it's very expensive.
Hmm.
And the police said he could have been stealing copper.
Hmm.
And so I gave him a description. I said it was a shiny black Ford truck, and it said Premier Air Conditioning on the side, a pickup truck. And they said, what did the fellow look like? What race? I said, a Caucasian. What did he look like? I said, I can't tell you his height, because when I saw him, he was on the ground. And, but I'd say average. He had silver hair, and he looked like Tom Brokaw.
And well, he's not a bad-looking guy. But
no, not at all. He wasn't.
But he's into stealing Freon, apparently.
So they sent the police out, and they drove around the neighborhood, and...
Too late. He's gone now.
Yeah, I scared him off.
Thanks for listening to the Buns and Bar Talk Show, the show of two Southern Belles with balls. Catch us on iTunes and be sure and visit our MySpace site at myspace.com/BunsandBarbsTalkShow.
And remember, two wrongs won't make a right, but three lefts will. Stay alert and stay opinionated. Cha 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 c